This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hello, and welcome to another episode here at KUNV 91.5. Hello, UNLV. This is Dr. Scales coming to you with another podcast. I have two very special guests today, Trevor Wolford and Zion Bird. So as we always do here on this show, let's start with Trevor this morning. Trevor, could you give us your origin story? Tell us where you're from and how do you ended up here at UNLV? And then I'm going to come to Zion with the same question.
Yeah, of course. So thank you for having me today, Dr. Scales. As said before, my name is Trevor Wolford. I'm from Long Beach, California, and I came to UNLV because UNLV was just the best fit for me, and it has continued to prove to be the best fit for me. I have a lot of family in the greater Las Vegas area. On top of that, I've been very familiar with Vegas, so it's always been like a second home to me as well. So when I was deciding on where I was going to go to college and I got accepted to UNLV, especially on the spot, it was just the perfect fit, and it was like there were no better options for me at that point.
What level are you? Are you a junior, senior here?
I'm a senior. I'll be graduating in May. So, yeah, I'm a fourth-year senior graduating spring 24.
All right. What major?
Political science with a minor in African-American studies.
All right. All right. Zion, let's come over to Zion. Zion, what's your story? How did you end up here, and what year are you in? What do you do here on campus?
Thanks for having me, Dr. Scales. So I'm a third year here at UNLV. I'm majoring in political science and minoring in history. Some of the things that got me here, so I was born in Dallas, Texas, but I've moved around a lot, so I lived there for only about 2 years, moved to San Francisco for five, Phoenix for 3 years, Puerto Rico for another 3 years, and then I've been in Vegas since 2017, so I just stay here, stay close to home and family, especially after COVID. So yeah, I've been here ever since, now on campus, student, got one more year till I graduate. So it's been a really good time, work on campus as well.
Excellent. What's your major and what do you plan on doing after graduation?
So I'm majoring in political science. And it's funny because what I want to do actually has nothing to do with my major. So after I graduate, I want to go into pilot school and be a commercial airline pilot.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. What make you want to get into that? How did that happen?
So, I've traveled a lot as a kid because my mom's actually a flight attendant for United Airlines. So we've just been traveling my whole entire life. But I started college wanting to be a lawyer, and then I think I attended one of the Boyd Law School panels, and I just couldn't see myself doing it anymore. I know, like, just working in an office, and like some of the panelists were saying how it can be trouble to have a work and a personal family balance in their life. And I just couldn't see myself in that goals. So I started looking at other options. And my mom had brought up being a pilot because after COVID, a lot of the airlines actually went into a need for pilots because they lost a lot. And it was something that I could see myself doing. I already enjoyed traveling. I looked at her schedule to kind of form how I would be around with my family in the future. And it was something that I could see myself doing and actually enjoying.
Wow, that's excellent. You mentioned family a lot, so clearly family is important to you. I understand that you have a twin here on campus. Is that true?
I do. I have a twin brother named Noah. I also have an older brother named Darius, who's married with a son. And I have my baby sister, Freddie, who just turned 4.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's all right, man. Let's dive right into some of these guiding questions that I have for you. I understand, Noah, that you made the dean's list. Is that true?
We did make the dean's list.
So when you say we, that's inclusive. So does that mean that your twin made it also?
Yep, we made it. We both made it.
Wow. Okay. Well, tell us about some of your study habits. How did you end up doing that? Because I understand that you're active here on campus. So how did you was able to do all the things you do on campus, maintain good grades, and make the dean's list? How did that happen? What are your study habits? What can you share with us?
Let's see. I'd say there's definitely a big time management to it. I always make time to study, like when I have tests and stuff coming up. But I'd say like the biggest importance for me is just showing up to class and taking good notes, because like the notes are the only thing I have available when I'm studying for a test. So I'll usually review, like do a heavy review the night before, and study a little bit the morning of my test, I don't want to overstudy because I don't want to start stressing myself out about it. But I want to study enough to feel prepared and mostly just review what I've already been paying attention to in class.
Wow, that's pretty good. You know, before coming here, I was at San Diego State, and one of the things I used to tell my students were, when you're in class, make sure you take notes where the particular topic that's being discussed, that take enough notes where you can actually teach from your notes that same topic. Mm-hmm. That way you know you got good notes. Trevor, how can you share, what do you have to share with us about study habits?
Honestly, for when it comes to studying, that was something I always struggled with growing up. And yeah, that was something that my mother and I, we always bumped heads about, was my study habits. So when I made the dean's list this past fall, it was actually a surprise, especially because of everything I had going on. But kind of what you said about, like, when you're taking notes, make sure you can teach it. I learned that's the most effective way for me to, like, study, is being able to take notes and then regurgitate all the information to someone in a way that fits for me. I was always told in school, like, when you take notes or you write down something to test, write it from the perspective that you're talking to a four-year-old. Mm-hmm. So when I do that, especially because political science is so convoluted, if I start speaking all these terms to people or start explaining the information, they look at me like I'm speaking a foreign language. So if I can, like, essentially water everything down and teach it to someone so it's more palatable, then I know I understand the information a lot, because even though I'm changing some things so that other people can understand it, I still know, like, the true meaning of everything and, like, what goes on behind it. So that kind of is the most effective way for me to study and to, like, learn my information. On top of that, too, I'll spend, like, probably 10, 15 minutes after class, like, going over my notes just to make sure that it's, like, stuck in my brain for a little bit. And when it comes down to tests, I just kind of flip through everything and, like, go over all my information. I was always taught that don't study to memorize it, study to learn it. So once I do that, there's a lot more absorption that goes into it. So you retain that information for a lot longer.
Okay, cool. So Zion, how do you balance your academic life with other aspects of your life, such as work, extracurricular activities, your commitments outside, your commitments to your fraternity? How do you balance all of that? how do you dice up your time?
Man, balance always tough. I feel like every week I'm always having something to do, some kind of meeting, whether it's with my fraternity, the NPAC council, or work. It can be tough, but I'd say a lot of it comes down when I'm at work. So I work on campus with the Center for Academic Enrichment Outreach, and as a student worker there, I do get a lot of free time, which I'm thankful for. So I mostly watch the front, and I'll file when needed, when they need me and ask me to. But a lot of it is just in the front, helping the students that come in and answering phone calls. So I'll have a lot of chance there to get my actual homework done while I'm at work. So that I'm thankful for. That can knock out a lot of that time. And then anything after 5. So I say I'm on an 8-to-5 schedule. Like, anything from 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday, block me out. I cannot do it. But after 5 is when I'll have my space for, like, the meetings I can do and anything with my family and friends after work and class. So that's when I just take time to enjoy myself and be with the people I care about, because, like, that's the only chance I get, I'd say.
Wow. So you're giving your education Monday through Thursday the bulk of your day, making sure that you're able to get studying in, go to class, get homework done. That's pretty good. Trevor, what's one of your favorite aspects of campus life here at UNLV, and how has it positively impacted your overall college experience? Your favorite aspect of campus life here?
To be honest, my favorite aspect of campus life is the one I created. So I've been the Black Student Organization president for the past 2 years, and I remember when I came to UNLV, like, Black campus life and involvement among Black students was practically non-existent. So for the past, well, 3 years, I've been a Black student organization for 3 years, but I've been president for 2. But really, in the past 2 years, I've seen the Black community grow and build a better bond, which has been amazing to me, because, again, when I first came here, that wasn't a thing. And even though we got a lot more work to do, we're a lot farther than we were before when we started. So that has been something that's been very powerful to me. It's been my favorite aspect of campus life, is being involved with the Black student body. And definitely just like all my other involvement it kind of gives me a little bit of a break, even though it like takes up a lot of my schedule. So of course, being with the fraternity, and then just like being around like my friends and other people like that, kind of helps me like take away, I guess, the social aspect. I could say, if you know, V kind of gives me a little bit of time to de-stress, especially with my busy schedule and all the stuff I have going on. I kind of like really cherish moments like that, so they mean a lot to me. But definitely whenever we're doing events with Black students or scared of Black students, that's absolutely my favorite part of like being on campus here at UNLV.
Wow, that's excellent. And I'm going to ask you a similar question, Zion, but are there any clubs, organizations, or campus events that you would recommend for fostering a sense of community and connection for any student on campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of spaces out there at UNLV. We have something for everyone to be able to find themselves and find their community. I know for me, that was in fraternity and sorority life. So I joined Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated my freshman year of college, my second semester. And the growth that I've seen in myself since has been incredible. You know, I came into college, I was pretty shy, not super involved. I think in high school, I just played soccer and that was my life. So it's like, there's a quote, I think Marcus Rashford was saying in one of the barbershop talks, like, put yourself in situations where you're not comfortable in.
Yeah.
And I think that has been like, that has been what I've tried to do in college. You know, I've been in my fraternity, I've hosted events, I've been able to be in touch with the Black community on campus and find that, because I didn't know where to look before. So that's been amazing. I've been able to grow as a leader, attend different conferences, and be able just to connect with other students on campus and like build those connections with those who have like similar values to me or who are equally driven. So I think just looking on like through Involvement Fair and Involvement Center, you can find out the different clubs and organizations at UNLV and find out like what works for you, like what are your interests, where can you find that at? And if you can't, you can start your own.
Absolutely. You know, I'm at San Diego State, that, you know, with what you were talking about is getting yourself into situations that you're normally not in. You know, back at San Diego State, we call that cultural plunge, putting yourself in a situation that you normally wouldn't be in, whether, you know, that means, you know, going with a particular culture of people that you normally not around, and getting that experience and seeing what it's like to not be in the center all the time. So that's excellent. It's to my understanding that it's your anniversary today. Is that correct?
It is 2 years in my fraternity now.
All right. Happy anniversary to you, man.
Thank you.
Were there any positive role models that was in your life that made you choose Alpha as a fraternity?
Yes. So I'm a third generation Alpha. So both my dad and my grandpa were both Alphas. So just seeing the influence that, the impact that they were able to have in the community with their fraternities, the different community service events that we were able to attend, I think all that just influenced me. And like, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
Excellent. I love hearing that. Trevor, what influenced you to join Alpha?
A lot of different things went into me choosing Alpha, mainly because of when I was in high school, the new principal of my middle school, because I would go back a lot and give my time and do some community service work in my old middle school. He was an Alpha. He crossed at Alpha Chapter at Cornell University, Ithaca, New York. And he was very brilliant, and he was just a great man to like look at and see how he carried himself. It was like, okay, yeah, there's something over there. But what really made me wanted to become an Alpha was at the Cal State Long Beach Step Show in 2017. The Alphas killed it. And I was like, at this time, I was still stepping and doing all kinds of things. And I was like, yeah, this is where I want to go. So I'm the first in my family in a lot of different ways. I'm the first to go to college. I'll be the first of my dad's 7 children to graduate college this year. And I'm also the first to join the Divine Nine organization. So being the first in a lot of different aspects, and Alpha being the first intercollegiate Black fraternity, that it just like it fit in a lot of different capacities. So, and especially when you learn, I'm a huge history buff, so when you learn about history, American history in general, and specifically Black history, I mean, there's an Alpha at every single movement that either started it or played a crucial role in it. So that's something that always resonated with me, and my decision was very easy. So in terms of choosing what fraternity I want to go with.
Okay, excellent. You know, I was reading an article that was published through Ohio State that just talked about how when students are involved with an organization on campus, they get better grades, they do better, they're more connected to the campus and to the school. So definitely by being in an organization, regardless of what that organization is on campus, students are more connected, feel a better sense of belonging and community at their college, you know. And so for full disclosure for the audience, I'm an alpha as well, so ice cold, just like these two guys are. Let's see. Let me ask you this. Have you found a strong support network among your peers, and how important do you think that peer support is in navigating challenging college life? So is there anyone on campus that you guys have used as a mentor since you've been here, been able to go and talk to and, you know, just to get information?
I know for me personally, I could say, like, in terms of talking about like a mentor or someone of that capacity, I always point towards Imani Patterson, who's the advisor for BSO, but she does a lot of things within student diversity programming. She's always been like she's always been my biggest advocate on campus, as well as my mentor. She always kind of fulfilled that big sister role for me as well, where she always just gave me guidance. Even when I was going through stuff, I would go talk to her, and she would help me like navigate a whole bunch. So she always kind of gave me a lot of guidance as well. She's no longer here, but the former head of SDS, well, when it was known as SDSJ, Egypt Howard, was also a big advocate of mine and a great person to go and talk to. So just kind of finding people in different roles that align with the things that you're doing, that always makes it easier. So that's kind of how I got in touch with Imani. And of course, the fraternity, a lot of brothers in the fraternity I can go and I can talk to, and it just builds a better bond as well. So I would say that's like, those are the people for me that I was able to like get guidance from and like be able to navigate college life a little bit easier from.
Okay. Zion, other than being in a fraternity, have there been any organizations that you've been involved with here on campus at UNLV?
Yes. So like I said, I'm a student worker with the Center for Academic Enrichment Outreach, and I'm also a member of one of their programs. So they have programs that help with academic advising, tutoring, textbook loans, and so I'm a member of that, and it's been super helpful in navigating some of the different college resources. I know every year they have like workshops, and especially with the FAFSA, which can always be hard to navigate.
Yes.
They always help with that and just provide someone to talk to. I know this year I was also a Rebel Ready Week leader. So this was the first year they held it, where all the freshmen can come and go through different essentially classes and stuff, not educational classes, but like classes on different campus resources to help them get involved and learn what UNLV has to offer for them. So I was able to help guide about 40 students in my group to the different sessions and help them move through the week.
Okay. Well, what are some of the challenges that you face since being here on campus as a student, you know, from freshman all the way up to now? Are there any challenges that you guys have faced that you've been able to overcome, and how did you overcome those challenges?
I would say like finding your like close-knit group of friends it's a necessity when you go to college. I know I came in, it was me and my brother, and college is a lot different before you find that group. You know, you're kind of just going through the motions, you're getting your classes, but it's like you're not getting the full experience that college has to offer. So and then we made close friends with our suite mates and a couple other people who lived on the same floor with us when we were living in the college dorm. And we're still close friends with all of them to this day now. They've been like our biggest group, but we go on a bunch of college adventures together, you know, late nights, going to try different restaurants and have different fun experiences so you can do something other than education while you're here. Because I think students get lost, because while we're all here for education, if that's the only thing that you're able to get out of college, then you didn't take full advantage of your opportunities.
Excellent point. What about you, Trevor?
Can you repeat the question?
What have you found challenging since you've been here on campus, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Well, I came during COVID, so the social aspect was the biggest challenge. You had to be isolated. You really couldn't leave your room or go anywhere. And the only place we could go were the DC and the gym. And even then, those were like they had regulations in place. So the social aspect was really hard. I would say for me, it's been getting involved, even though I can admit, looking, I don't regret anything, but hindsight is 2020. I did do too much. So I had gotten involved in a variety of clubs. We don't even have enough time for me to list off all the things I was involved in during my 4 years here. But definitely branching out and getting involved and stepping out of your comfort zone and just being a part of things that you never thought you'd be a part of, or being a part of things that align similarly with your interest, that kind of helped me out a lot. But the biggest challenge was the social aspect and just feeling isolated and figuring out, like, how do I navigate being alone? And once you're able to branch out and you're really able to find your community, it makes it a lot easier. And I think that's I think it's necessary for you to do that in college as a means for you to grow, because if you just stay to yourself, I mean, you'll go far enough, but not as far as you could go. So there's always that African proverb, like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So you definitely need your community. And if you haven't found your community yet, I promise you, to all UNLV students, like, there's a community out here for you.
Yeah, it seemed like both of you guys have, in a roundabout way, spoke about a sense of belonging here on campus, things that you would like to see. So is there anything on campus, even in the dorms that you lived in or the one that you currently live in, is there anything that you would like to see changed or improved for the next group that's coming behind you? And not just dorm, I mean, on campus in general, is there anything that you would like to see put in place for those that are coming after you?
That's a tough question, because for me, it's all about the people that you surround yourself with. Less about, like, what's actually on the campus and more about, like, who your group is and what you guys can make of it. Because for me, like, there's plenty of things at UNLV. We have the student union. We have the library with a bunch of resources and spaces to go. But, like, if you don't have that group support that people to go and try these things with, then that's what makes the difference, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. My number one thing I would say that I would love to see, if this one thing was done, I wouldn't need anything else from UNLV, and it's having a Black Resource Center on campus, a space where Black students could go and learn about scholarships, they could go get mentored, they could go and learn about other organizations they can get involved in, they could have opportunities for internships, jobs, things like that. We've seen it at schools like UC Berkeley, as well as a variety of other schools, and it's worked. It's been very successful. And I feel like I would love to see that, just because, like, our Black student body is growing and it needs more attention aside from just a student perspective. So in order for us to nurture and grow the community, it can't just be on the students to solely do that and a couple of staff. It has to be the entire UNLV community. So that's one thing. But also another thing too is actually, like, sticking by, like, being inclusive. Like, if we're going to be inclusive, we need to include everybody, not just a select few people.
Okay, cool. Let's shift gears now and talk about future goals. How do you see your academic achievements contributing to your future goals or career aspirations? And I think Zion spoke earlier about, I think you said you were a poli sci major, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be a pilot. Yeah. So there's a bit of a disconnect, but this degree still can help you in a particular way in that area.
Yeah. So for me, a lot of the importance comes from just, like, the critical thinking skills that come with college, the leadership development, the connections. So all those, like, pushing towards, like, I've spoken with numerous pilots and people that are connected with pilots to kind of get an idea of, like, where I should start, how I should be moving towards that career, and, like, the different schooling options. So that's helped me, but also just learning to, like, make those tough decisions, know, like, how to act quickly. I think that'll help me in the future as well. And even my degree will help me, like, because I still want to stay involved with my fraternity in the community. So I still think it's super important to stay educated in government and politics and what's going on in the community, because that impacts us every single day. And we need to be informed about what's going on and how we can move towards our goals in the community.
Absolutely. And speaking of community, Trevor, is there any organization or anything that you do outside of school? Because, of course, you're busy here on campus as a student and all the different organizations that you're a part of. Do you make time, or have you participated in anything outside of the school where you've gone out to the community? I don't know, maybe to elementary school or high school to speak with students or anything to that effect?
Yeah, actually, I recently had the opportunity to speak at an elementary school, James B. McMillan Elementary School, which is named after a fraternity brother of all of ours, who is also a charter member of the Theta Pi Lambda chapter here in Vegas. And that was a dope experience, just going to speak to the kids and stuff like that. I remember people did that for us when I was in elementary school. I remember people coming and we all thought it was like so cool. So being able to speak to them just about my experiences and my achievements, it was dope because you have all these kids who, I was later told that a lot of these kids come from single parent households, and a lot of these kids, like, you know, some of them struggle with their grades in school, like, and stuff like that. And it was very relatable to me as someone who came from a single parent household as well. So yeah, it was definitely a dope experience. I also volunteer with an organization called Next Gen America, where I help get people registered to vote. So that leads into my major as well, which I started studying political science specifically for civil servants, specifically for civil servitude. So yeah, that makes me glad to know that I'm out there in the community getting people registered to vote and stuff like that.
Oh, excellent. That's excellent. Let's move this conversation towards classes now. Zion, can you tell us about any of the classes here that you've taken that you would definitely recommend to students here on campus?
Yes. So, I know, I'd say I'm taking this African American Studies, AAS. It's 101, but it's definitely helpful in learning about African American history and the important figures of it that you don't get taught throughout K through 12 education, because there is a lot of whitewash in growing up in education. So it's important to actually learn about the real history, the important figures that have pushed this nation and the Black community forward, because it's equally important. So I'm thankful for that class, for even teaching me about some of the figures that I didn't know before, and giving me some important readings that can help understand Black history.
Excellent. Same question, Trevor. Any classes that you that really stands out for you?
Yeah, definitely same thing as to what Zion said. My African American Studies courses, in particular, my two stick out, which was one, it was African American Studies. It was like studying hip hop. Everyone that knows me knows I'm a huge hip hop head. So that class meant a lot to me, just like how hip hop integrated itself in the Black community and how it came from struggle. That was dope. And then my most recent class, where it's about studying the history of slavery, how it affects us today in American society. So that's taken by Dr. Tyler Perry, which is, it's been dope. It's probably my favorite class I'm taking right now. And honestly, it's probably my favorite class I've ever taken at UNLV.
All right, excellent. So let's get ready to go to our closing here. And I usually like to, we give the last word to our guests. And in this case, we have two guests. So we'll start with Zion, and then we'll go over to Trevor. So any closing words or advice for students here on campus, Zion?
Yeah, I'd say, like, find other students and faculty and staff on campus that can help connect you to different resources, help give you advice, and just help push you to build yourself and develop more leadership and critical thinking skills. Just anything that you can do to make yourself better, surround yourselves with those people, because you're here for 4 years. This is the group that's going to help you make the most of it and be prepared for life after college.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zion.
Yeah, definitely. Just to reiterate that, just definitely find your community. Figure out what you want your college experience to be. Realize that your college experience won't be like what you saw on TV. So you have to curate your own experience and just do what you got to do and make sure that you stay on track and ensure that you remember that you're in charge of your own success. But yeah, so I mean, that's all I could say is really just find your community, because that's extremely important. If you don't have your community here, then college is a lot harder, and navigating campus life, it just becomes more difficult. So whatever that community looks like, there's so many clubs on campus for people to join. I mean, we have everything from clubs about identity. We have Dungeons and Dragons Club. So if that's what you like, then go ahead and join that. So there's a community for everybody. There's a safe space for everybody here on campus.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. And that's going to be a wrap for us here at Let's Talk KUNV 91.5 here on the campus of UNLV. Thank you to both of my guests. I really appreciate having you here. And that's a wrap for us.
For more Let's Talk UNLV, be sure to follow us on social media where you can get the latest updates on the show plus great behind-the-scenes content. We're on Facebook at Let's Talk UNLV Podcast, Twitter at Let's Talk UNLV, and Instagram at Let's Talk UNLV Pod.